pit.
Nonsense.
Oh.
Hey. Oh,
it's the scary new one that Jake was telling me about.
Oh.
It's special.
Oh.
Wow.
I want some more. Oh. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Really loud.
Take it by the heart tonight. Fun.
So,
why do you say that I broke it?
What?
What?
Thanks.
I love how creepy that is. That is really creepy. Sorry, dead air.
That was awkward. Now that we're on air, we're dead air. We've only been off air for like 2 hours. No, only an hour and 18 minutes.
Yeah.
But we got here early, so I guess that... Anyway, I don't think Jake could see that.
I should probably let all of our potential listeners know that we're back.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, gotta go. Happy little.
He has a nice spelling.
So, oh,
what?
Well, that was nice.
Clickradio.org.
He did my balloons. Thank you. I feel awesome now.
Okay, so if you're listening right now, I have a problem. It's a weird problem. My problem is, so my mom bought this cake, and I had some of it today, mm-hmm. and I can't feel my tongue now. It sounds really weird. I know. It sounds really, really weird, but like, I don't know. Because I had a piece last night, and it did the same thing. And I had a piece tonight, and it... Yeah. And I can't feel my tongue. It just feels like I drank something really, really hot and, like, scalded the taste buds off my tongue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I have a problem. That's my problem. Does anybody have any answers for me? Because I'm thinking that I'm, like, allergic to it or something. But I don't know. I'm thinking that if I'm allergic to it, I probably shouldn't eat it again. Considering it's making my tongue go numb. That might be potentially bad.
I gotta use my Facebook now. It's me. There we go.
I
fixed it.
Go to www.kliqradio.org. Tell all your friends to come listen to us. We're amazing.
Yes, please.
And this problem sucks. And there's crushed graham crackers or something crushed in brown under my feet. And it is so weird.
Did you step on a squirrel?
Yes, because squirrels are brown and crunchy.
Maybe when you step on them, they are. Or like the squirrel that committed suicide.
Yeah.
Do you remember the story?
Yeah, maybe, kind of.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, we were driving down the road. For all you people who haven't heard it, my dad was driving us down the road, and I see this squirrel.
Okay, this is...
On the edge of the branch.
Sorry.
Sorry, my voice is about to go out. Okay, talking too much last night.
A certain someone who she's now dating, and by the way, congrats you two.
Thank you.
Love
anyway,
birds.
Anyway, so we were driving down the road, and we look up, and there's this squirrel that's like chilling on the edge of the branch, and there's this other squirrel, like, I don't know, they looked like they were trying to talk to each other, but one squirrel was backing up towards the edge, and the other one is going, and that's my squirrel noise, BTW. Anyway,
that's a squirrel, by the way.
Anyways, so they're backing up, and then the squirrel jumps, like he, like, you know,
I can't do this anymore.
And then he fell on the pavement, and then my dad ran over him.
That's really sad.
Well, he broke his neck on his way down, so I guess it wasn't.
That's still really sad.
Why can't I talk?
Because you're broken. Okay, so my dogs. Taylor knows my dogs.
Yes, I do.
I have a boxer and a mutt. And They have this thing where they sit in the backyard and a squirrel will climb up one of the trees that are like in the trailer park behind my house. Mm-hmm. And my dogs will sit there and just sit there and watch the squirrel. Like, the squirrel is going to come running to them and be like, hey, guys, what's up? You want to eat me? Because that's what they want to do. They just want to chase it. So today, my dog was looking out the window and he could see a squirrel and I went over trees. And he was, like, standing at the window and trying to get out through the window, which is on the second floor. I don't know what his problem is. But, so I was like, okay, whatever. My mom's like, well, why don't you go get him a treat? And I was like, okay. So I look and I go, hey, Rogue, you want a squirrel?
Ow.
You want a squirrel, Rogue? You want to go get a squirrel? So we went downstairs and he like runs to the window and I was like, here's your squirrel. And I handed him a cookie and he was really confused. It was really funny. I don't know. I'd like to mess with my dog. And then last night we were watching Harry Potter, the new one.
Oh, the new one.
Yeah, like that.
It came out?
Yeah.
Dude.
It's on our DirecTV or whatever.
Dude. Yeah. I know what I want to watch now.
Yeah.
So, some Harry Potter HP, okay, man.
So, can I continue with my story, or are you just going to start sounding like a stoner and staring at Pete Wentz?
Well, he was uncovered conveniently.
Thank you, Jordan.
Maybe. I don't know. Was it you?
$10.
Oh, wait, you can't answer back. JK, LOL.
Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, so it was me, my sister, and my dog, and my dog is a boxer. And my dog will respond to anything. Mm-hmm. Like, anything. So he's used to us calling him Boxer. So if we ever say the word Boxer, he comes running to us. Because he's a boxer. And anyway. So we're watching Harry Potter. And there's a part in the new one where Harry... This isn't spoiling anything. Where he cuts a hole in the ice and goes... Like, jumps into the little lake.
Oh, yeah.
You know what part I'm talking about.
Yep.
And he's just in his boxers. And so my sister, she's like, yeah, Harry, go skinny dipping in an ice-filled lake. Smart. And I was like, well, he's wearing boxers. And my dog looks up at us and gives us the dirtiest look. He's like, what are you guys doing with my breed? I was like,
what?
Sorry to offend you. He looked up and he gave me the dirtiest look ever. It was a look that, like, I don't even know, like, either Jensen or Sanford would give me. Those are our teachers. It's a look that it's like the look that Jensen gave me that day where I was like, Jeebus Crust. And he was like, excuse me? And I was like, Jeebus Crust?
Crust? Jesus?
Did I tell the story about Kistler's class? The 7 story?
No.
Okay. So one time I was in my history class.
Oh, yes.
And I was talking to my friend Emily. And she was asking me something, and the answer to the question was 7. I don't remember what the question was. But I was like, yeah, 7. And so my teacher goes, Leandra, language. And I go, English? And he goes, what did you say? And I go, 7. And he's like, okay, that's fine. So I've spent, like, since my sophomore year trying to figure out what 7 could possibly
sound like
as far as cuss words go. If anybody has any ideas, let me know, because I would really like to know. 7.
It's like how awkward our school code is.
Yeah.
060606.
Take out the zeros and we're the devil's place.
That's kind of like Slytherin. That's why we're Slytherin. Fire alarms.
Okay, so did your mom tell you about the email she got about the fire alarm yesterday?
No.
Apparently some random fire was leaking, some random smoke was leaking through the vents of the school and set off the fire alarm. And they never figured out where it was coming from.
Wow.
They emailed the parents and like,
I would understand.
There was some smoke coming through the vents. That's all we have to say.
There's some smoke coming through the
vents. We're not going to tell you where it's from. You can just guess. My mom was like, so you went to Taylor's house during 6th off? Yep. That was when they had the fire alarm. Yep, that's when we left. It went off and we were like, meh, we're not staying here. She's like, good, because there's some random smoke leaking through your school. I was like, oh, that's comforting. Glad to know that I spend like 8 hours a day there. Oh, okay, guys, whoever's listening right now, Taylor and I will not be here next week.
I won't be here this next week.
I'll be at prom.
Oh. Yeah, we both won't be here. Sorry.
We won't be, will not be doing a show next week. We need to talk to Jake. BT-dubs, by the way, about that. BT-dubs, by the way. Wow. Spaz
wow.
attack.
Wow.
Yeah, we need to let Jake know.
Sad face.
But yeah, we won't be doing a show next week because I will be at prom and I will have many, many prom stories for you guys.
I'm sure. I'll have many Disney World
stories.
She'll
be at Disney World, so she's technically winning the fight.
Well, technically winning the fight. Whatever. Yeah.
You're doing the coolest thing while we're skipping click. Where's the chapstick?
Where's the chapstick?
That's such a stupid video, but it's something that I would do.
Well, so funny thing. I can't connect to click.
What do you mean you can't connect to click?
I can't get to the website.
Sit down again. We just suck. We were just never, ever, ever meant to do click. Click just hates us. Every time we come into the studio, there's something wrong with our show. Every freaking time. I think we've had one show that went smoothly.
Yep.
I think we've had one out of the four shows we've done.
And that was the first one.
Yeah. They were like, oh, you'll do great at this. Just kidding. You're going to fail.
I'm just going to ask if she can connect to it.
Who?
My stepmom. Because Jordan just told me he couldn't.
Click just hates us.
Do.
And here we are, talking to nothing.
Again.
Potentially. Depending. We were just never meant to do click.
Connect to it.
I'm trying right now on this random computer.
Oh, I can connect to it. Let's see if I can tune in. I am so...
Yeah, I'm on the website. It'll let me get on the website.
Yeah, me too.
Bum, 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 bum.
Balloon.
Baby beluga in the deep blue sea.
It's so wild and it's so free.
Waters of up. Yeah, the websodes. The websodes. Just kidding. It's going to be really awkward if it starts like playing us through the soundboard.
Well, I'm trying to get it to go, but.
Yeah, the tune in button is not working.
Yeah, it is, slowly.
Mine isn't at all. Whoa. Actually, no, now it's loading.
Listen! I want to see if I can hear myself.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really bad quality. So,
I'll figure it out.
I never knew.
Never knew that everything was falling through.
Everything. We should listen to that song. I'll listen to that song.
Hold on.
Run. Oh, wait, we've got to play question mark.
We do. We have to play the question mark songs.
It's going to be really awkward when there's something really, really weird.
Come on, connect.
The first two are about 3 minutes.
No, don't download the new iTunes. Stick with this version. Not so much. Well. Come on. Whoa.
Why are you flashing at me? I know I'm on air.
Stop yelling at me. Blowing out your speakers.
We only...
Never heard of any of those songs.
What songs?
Electroshock, Don't Dance.
I've heard of those ones.
I haven't. I want this to work, except it's like, nope.
Should we just cue up some music?
I guess. Well, I'm going to try and see if this works.
If you can hear us, message one of us, text one of us, something, and let us know.
Yes, please.
Because we don't know that we're on air or anything. So we're just going to play Question Mark by Question Mark.
You wanna go, you gotta go. my grave on. Damn, you look like a perfect picture. About to go get my grave on. Looking like the type I've been searching for to put my last name on. Come on closer with your umbrella, cause you're about to get rained on. Clap it up, baby, keep on clapping. Back it up by the way you're stacking. Cat Luna's now the captain. And they kind of want to know what's cracking.
Push, push, baby, don't stop for a minute. Oh, 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 oh. I said, push, push, baby, take it to the limit. Oh, 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 oh.
Disappear before I've given you the truth.
Like magic. Cause if you tell, they'll take me away. I only come to life when you're at rest. I'm gone and you wake. Come to my hiding place, boy, let's get naked. I'm in control. You're caught up in my matrix, dominatrix, baby.
Only exception. You are the 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 only exception. You are
eyes, sort of, kind of, maybe, in a roundabout way. We're just cursed in the studio.
Yep.
We seriously are.
Yep.
We've done 4 shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 1 has gone smoothly. 1.
1.
Yeah, 1. Every time. And now Jake's just like, oh, did you break the podcaster again? Because every time, no matter what happens, we always, like, we try to, like, come in and start the podcast. We're like, Jake, podcaster's not working. By the way, speaking of podcaster, we can, you can, buy us for free on iTunes. We're easy.
You're even listening.
Yeah. We can't tell.
I'll fucking kill you!
If you're not listening.
I'll fucking kill you!
So you better listen.
That was easy. That was easy. That was easy.
Huh.
Is online.
Well, yeah, I know he's online.
Did you...
I tried to speak to him. That's why I said, not responding. Ha 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 ha. LOL.
LOL.
And I'm on my way to... Tell all your friends to listen to us. We can't tell if you are or aren't. But listen to us, because we're amazing. But that's a lie sometimes. Yeah, we... all the stories about the sex couch, Taylor and I have decided that we don't really care.
Nope.
That couch really is comfortable and really is worth laying on and eating whales.
Yep.
So that's what we did while we were down and out. We laid on the sex couch. I cleaned a little bit. And ate whales. I didn't really clean so much as, like, reorganize a couple things.
Oh my gosh.
And pick up.
Stupid allergies. I'm allergic to something in here. I'm allergic to you.
Maybe it's the same thing that's on my tongue.
You know, come to think of it, my tongue's acting kind of weird, too.
That's kind of scary.
Like, it's kind of fuzzy.
Mm-hmm. It feels like you scalded it.
Yeah.
That's really creepy.
Yeah.
That is really weird. I think mine's from the cake, because it started doing this after the cake, and it did this last night after the cake, but I'm not entirely sure if it's the cake. But I'm eating whales. Anyway, what was I saying? I was saying something. That has something to do with something. And something.
I once ate a pig. I've eaten pigs all my life. I've eaten cows all my life. I've eaten a chicken once or twice, but all my life.
I almost asked you why you would eat a pig. But I realized I'm having ham for dinner tomorrow for Easter. I'm smart.
Yeah. I couldn't eat any pig after, I couldn't eat any pig after dissecting those pigs in freshman year.
Yeah. Was it bad that really didn't affect me?
Really?
I was fine.
Well, no, I didn't.
Well, I thought
like,
it was really gross
anything,
when I was, like, doing it, but, like, afterwards, like, how you're saying, like, you couldn't eat pig after that?
Well, no, fine. I can still eat pig now. I ate pork last week. I'm just saying that.
For a couple days after you could eat it?
Yeah.
I could. We had BLTs that night, actually.
Nice. Those are good.
I love BLTs. And whales. Everybody likes whales.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never had whales, go to, like, Walmart. And they're basically, like, knockoff goldfish, but they're 4 times better.
They are. They're like...
They really are.
They're saltier.
They're salty, cheesy, and delicious. There's a box of them in my room from Little Women, because we had a box of them in my cage. Which reminds me, I had a nightmare about Little Women, which I told Taylor in the car. I'm not going to tell them the whole story, but I'll probably tell them the Broadway part.
Okay, do it.
Little Women, our show from Fossil, like, all of our people, we went to Broadway to perform it. Except for we get there, and we're in this really fancy hotel anyway. So we're in there performing it. And everything is going wrong. Just everything that could possibly go wrong is going wrong. And then the fire alarm goes off. And they're like, oh, you gotta evacuate. And then they're all just standing there looking at the actors, the audiences. And I'm like, guys, we gotta evacuate. And they're like, okay. And then Alan gets on the speaker thing and he's like, please remain calm and exit. And I'm like, no, listen to me. I know what's going on. I don't know why I wanted to argue so badly with anyone who was like objecting to what I was saying, but I really was. And so I was like, exit out these sides. And like, I pointed to the exits, the big exit signs. So they start running towards the exit signs, and there's like, there's no door. There's no door. So there's these big exit signs, but there were no doors. So we had to like run out the back of the theater and like run around the Broadway hall, and we're like all running looking for a door. And so if you like can't see me right now, but I'm like acting the entire thing out. Taylor's laughing at me.
I'm smiling. And I would laugh, but I'm so tired.
Oh well, you can live. You're going to Disney. Screw you. I love you.
Hey, I love you.
But yeah. Anyway, so we were running and we finally find some doors. So like I push them open and we're all outside standing there. And it's like the fire drill that we had during our sixth off last week, Fossil randomly found some smoke coming through some vents.
Excuse me, but we have some smoke coming through our vents.
Yeah, that's what they emailed the parents. They're just like, yeah, we found some smoke coming through some of our vents in the classroom. ? That's all they told the parents. My mom was like, I'd like a little more information, please.
In other words, there was a student smoking pot outside in the
smoke. There was a student sitting in the ventilation system smoking pot.
That was so random. It was at lunch, too. I was like, what?
Yeah. That's how we knew it was real. It was at lunch. But we just left because we had sixth off. Anyway. But, what's the thing? And, yeah, we're standing out there like a fire drill. And then our director comes up to us, Miss Vanderheiden, and she's like, how's it going? It's going so great, you know? We're gonna make it through this. And I'm like, no, everything's going wrong. We're standing out here on a fire drill. It was really weird. Except for the fact that we actually genuinely like that person now.
Oh, I was just making whale noises.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so there's this person at our school that we did not like previously. So we called her Whale. Well, no, we called her something else, but we said it like a whale because we had this joke that she was a whale because we are really mean people. Anyway, and so like whenever she was around, we'd be like, and so Taylor was doing that to her whale crackers, and I started laughing.
I'm making real whale noises.
But she was legitimately being a whale, not making fun of that person. So, because we actually like that person now.
Yep.
We're actually good buds.
Yep.
To some extent.
Yep.
And I'm on my way to believing.
I gotta.
I love that movie. I love Easy.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
That was easy.
You're easy.
That was really, really bad. I didn't mean to click that one. Actually, I was going to click the that was easy button again. That just ended badly.
Okay.
That was easy.
Click radio. Oh,
no. Why do I always hit that button? I know what it says. But I always hit it. I'm like, hits the streets. What hits the... Oh, it's that one again! I do it every time.
I'll fucking kill you!
These sound effects are so much fun.
Oh! I remember this now. I've actually seen this before.
Seen what?
Do the creep. Have you seen this?
No.
It's hilarious. Is my computer on moot?
No, it doesn't have a speaker. I have to play it through the board. Or your headphones.
Well.
I could potentially play it.
To the creep.
To the air.
To the creep.
But it's not really a song, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Like a legitimate song?
Yeah.
Who's it by?
Lonely Island.
Wow, that makes sense. Actually, we may have that song. Okay. We'll see if we can do this.
Do it.
I want to say that it is the Sam Audition Auxiliary. It's probably the We'll see if we can do this. We're going to try and do this. Do you want to pause it?
Yeah, it is paused.
Okay. I'm going to try this and see if it works. All right. Play it.
Yeah.
Win! Yeah. So, okay. Anyway. I don't know what to do about that because Mitch just was arguing with me, and I know that Jake is busy and Jordan is busy. And Cody's probably not listening because he hates me.
Well,
that's a lie. We're best friends. Anyway, we've been talking for a while now, but we were off air for like an hour.
Yeah. What do you expect us to do? Be quiet the whole time? That's nonsense.
Awkward turtle. Yeah, we were talking about how much we talk last time, and then this time they were just like, nope, Taylor and Leander don't get to talk at all. And we were like, did we talk too much?
And everybody who complains about us talking about boys...
We're women. We talk about boys. Get over it.
It happens.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, wait, where's the sound effect?
Wait, who have you heard telling us? Saying
random people. They're like, you talk about boys all the time. You talk about
random
boys
people, why?
All the time. And I'm like, well, what do you expect me to do?
I wish you would give me, like, one name. Do you have one name? I did not catch that.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Make
do,
a noise.
Do, 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 do. Oh. I see. Oh, well. I talk about boys. I like boys. Boys
I
are
like
hot.
Boys, too.
You're so gay and you don't even like boys.
You're so gay and you don't even like boys.
Katy Perry sounds really good right now. That sounds really awkward. It makes Katy Perry. Katy Perry.
No, I really... Okay, this is going to sound even more awkward. I really want to hear... I kissed a girl and I liked it.
For some reason, that song always reminds me... Have you heard the parody for it? I kissed a squirrel.
No. Okay, I'm looking...
Look it up right now because I know how to... I could do it for my computer too. But Podcaster isn't going to let us play it, BT Dubs, to the higher ups. This mic is like got a little fuzzy spot.
Okay.
It's really awkward on it.
Is it the Veruca Salt? This one?
Yeah.
Is it?
No, I don't think so.
Is it the...
It's a Kiss to Squirrel, definitely.
That one?
Probably. All right.
What? It's only 27 seconds.
Wait, no. It's like a full-length one. It's as long as the normal one.
I kissed a squirrel.
I kissed a squirrel, and I liked it.
I don't know. Is it the 105 one?
Here, let me look, too.
Find it.
I'll find it. You keep talking. YouTube.com.
I'll just say what
I'm
typing.
See, we're not talking about boys. We're talking about kissing squirrels. I kissed a squirrel. And I liked it. The taste of its cherry chapstick.
I really want to go see a movie with this kid. That sounds really strange. my throat is going to be... Is it the I Kissed a Squirrel parody? Or no, I Kicked a Squirrel. That's awkward.
It might be that one.
Oh...
This kid looks really awkward. The sound isn't on for this, but just look at this kid. Look at this kid. Look at these kids. They're like middle schoolers. They think they're so funny. It's really funny. Okay, so... Wow.
What? Okay, no. You have to play that through the speakers now.
Okay, because we want to hear what it says now. Okay, so basically there's these three really, really awkward teenage boys, and they're doing a parody thing, I guess. And they're really awkward.
Oh, I kissed a squirrel and I liked it. This was never the way I planned. My intention.
That's really creepy. It's just a bunch of creepy middle schoolers. Little brace faces.
Wow, they look like squirrels.
They do. The casting director was great.
What?
What's that? The casting director, you did great. I'm gonna go ahead and post this for you guys who are listening because this is freaking hilarious. I'm posting it to the insert name here page, so if you're listening. Tell me these kids do not look like squirrels. He just looks like a chick.
What?
It's not what good squirrels do. I don't think Taylor's listening anymore. She's talking to her boy.
Oh, stop! No, I'm still listening. And now she's bright red. I just, don't mind it.
I want to hear that again. Just to try it. Hope my squirrel friend don't mind it. Oh, middle schoolers.
Oh my goodness.
This is burning my brain cells.
A squirrel.
This definitely wasn't what I was looking for.
What are they doing?
I have no idea.
Weird Pokemon
what?
Milkshake song.
And it just keeps going. My Pokemon brings all the nerds to the yard and they're like, do you want to trade cards? Damn right. How did we end up here? I will trade you, but not my Charizard. My Pokemon brings all the nerds to the yard and they're this like, this is dedicated to Fossil Ridge High right? School. I will trade you, but not my Charizard. Specifically my friend Dexter.
All the nerds to the yard and they're like, do you want to trade cards? Damn right. I want to trade cards. I'll trade you, but not my Charizard. Pokemon brings all the nerds to the yard and they're like, you want to trade cards? Damn right. I want to trade cards. I'll trade you, but not my Charizard. My Pokemon brings all the nerds to the yard and they're like, you want to trade cards? Damn right. I want to trade cards, but I don't want to trade my Charizard. My Pokemon brings all the boys to the yard.
Okay.
Okay,
I am over that. Over it. Yeah, Jake and Jordan and Cody, if you're wondering what all that shiz was, just let me know because I will gladly tell you what was going on there. And who said what and stuff because the podcaster always hates Taylor and I, no matter what we do. So,
well, you're sitting over there.
Maybe we should have you sit over here next time.
Okay.
And maybe things will work, and then I'll never get to sit in this seat again. But I like my happy little spot. Because I get to draw turtles. And read random notes.
I love how guys always want to know my middle name.
Why?
I don't know. They all do. They're like, what's your middle name?
That's a pretty common question, actually.
Yeah, nobody... I haven't heard of, like... I don't know.
Would it be weird to say my middle name on air? Because I like my middle name.
I like mine, too.
Oh, well. My middle name is my Facebook last name, so... If you have me on Facebook, check that out. That's my middle name. I kicked a squirrel. Maybe it was I kicked a squirrel.
Whoa!
Whoa, hands off. Let me see.
Guess what his middle name is?
What? Give me a letter.
T.
Tim.
No.
Thomas.
No.
Turn.
Come on.
Taylor?
Yeah.
Awkward turtle?
That's so funny.
That's awkward. But really funny at the same time. Sorry if that offends you, person she's talking to, but it's kind of weird. Because you two are dating, and it's Taylor and
somebody Taylor. Wait a second. You're welcome. Oh, I was like, what?
Taylor's really confused. She doesn't know how to speak English.
I don't.
Yeah, I never found that video that we were looking for. We just found some stray middle schoolers who needed to be put back in the crib. I feel so awesome with these legit new sunglasses. Whose status did I just read out loud? Travis, I don't even know who you are. Why are you my friend? You know. Watching Yogi and Boo Boo dance to I Like Big Butts. Do you remember when that song was so popular?
What?
I like big butts and I
cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and there's something in your face, you get
sprung.
Yeah.
We should be rappers. We'd be like the best white rappers ever.
Yo, we're like yo, Eminem. Yo.
We're like Eminem, but
I'm in
better.
The Click Studio.
Yo, 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 the Click Studio. Yo. I'll wear my
pants so my boxers show. What? Except I don't wear boxers.
Cause I'm a chick.
I'm a chick. Then I don't have a...
Way to take that way too far.
I didn't.
And I don't have a pick for the NFL game. Nice save.
Oh my goodness.
Another reason why Leandra and Taylor should not be rappers. If you would like to hire us for your bar mitzvah, please call 000000000.
0.0.
Zero, 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 zero,
that'd be
zero.
Weird if you had like point values for like your name for like calling somebody. That'd my number awkward. Is 1.2.
Do you still have that
0.3
date hotline thing?
Yeah, rejection. You want me to call it?
Yeah. Taylor has this like rejection hotline thing that is freaking hilarious. So she's gonna try and play it on air. If it's loud enough. You guys can hear it because it's really, really funny.
Let me see if I can find it.
It's basically for like when some guy's like, hey baby, can I get your number? And you're like, no. So I know one person Taylor wouldn't give that number to. What? Whoa. Sam is getting bigger. He's growing up.
What?
Last time we were in here, he only had like 1,400 songs. Now he has like 16,000
songs. Question mark, rejection hotline. I'm trying to find it.
Darg.
Should be RJA. Oh,
yeah. I kissed a squirrel.
Okay, I'm calling it now.
Okay, put it up to the mic. Is it on a speakerphone?
Oh, I hear that. Shut up.
The person who gave you this rejection hotline number did not want you to have their real number. We know this sucks, but don't be too devastated. So why were you given a rejection hotline number? If it's not this person's type, no, this could mean boring, dumb, annoying, arrogant, or just a general weirdo.
Or do all of the above.
Breath, body odor, or a nasty combination of the two. Maybe you just give off that creepy, overbearing, psycho stalker vibe, and the idea of going out with you just seems as appealing as playing leapfrog with unicorns. Please take the hint, accept the fact that you were rejected, and then get over it. And please do your best to forget about the person who gave you this number, because trust us, they've already forgotten about you. And if you like the rejection hotline, you might like some of our other humor hotlines, like the new psychiatric hotline. Grab a pen and write down 781-452-2072. The psychiatric hotline has already received over 10 million calls, and many RejectionHotline.com fans are calling it our funniest humor hotline yet. We'll let you be the judge of that after you call. Again, the psychiatric hotline number is 781-452-2072. Call and pass it on to anyone you think might be a little crazy. Last time, 781-452-2072.
Okay, do you want me to call it on my phone this time?
I can call it.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me see.
Sorry, this is very amusing.
What is it?
781.
781.
452.
452.
2072.
2072.
Hey.
We will show you how to keep an idiot entertained. That's right.
Oh, it's not on speaker. Hold on.
Idiot entertained. We're talking totally and completely entertained.
So much so that he or she won't be doing anything else, just sitting there, listening, completely captivated, their stupid little brains pleasantly preoccupied with something that nobody with an IQ over 20 would find remotely entertaining. That's right, they'll be staring off into space, their eyes glazed over like cavemen, occasionally reaching back to scratch their butts while a stream of pool runs down their chin and onto their shoes. Because shoelaces are far too complex for idiots like them. Let's begin. Wait, no need, because we're already done. If you're still listening, then we have just successfully kept an idiot entertained for an entire minute. Thanks for calling How to Keep an Idiot Entertained. If you would like to learn how to make an idiot push buttons, press 1. Hey, AT&T caller. We all know you've got plenty of space in your cranium. Why not press 9 now to fill it with some of today's music? And for every ringtone you download, you'll be entered for a chance to win $50,000 cash. That's right. When you press 9 to download music like the Black Eyed Peas' I'm a Bee, Kesha's TikTok, or Lady Gaga's Telephone, you'll be automatically entered for your chance to win $50,000 cash. So fill all that empty headspace today. Press 9 now.
What? It's not done? Is it done?
Come shop your new Walmart in Easley. Nope. With a completely new fresh grocery section, Walmart's the perfect place to do all your family's grocery shopping at the everyday low prices you've come to expect. Save money, live better. Walmart. If you're calling from a mobile phone, press the star key now.
Okay, I'm gonna say that's that. You can turn down my mic.
Yeah, sorry, your mic was really loud. Oh, I can probably turn off my computer, huh? Anyway.
Hi, boyfriend.
Oh my god.
He says
god.
He can hear now.
Oh my god.
Just
gag me. Gag me. For the love of God, gag me. Is it going to be like this for a long time, or are you going to pass the honeymoon phase this time, or?
I don't know.
Just chilling it forever like you usually do?
She's blushing. Shut up.
You know I love you, and that's the only reason I do this. That and our code dictates that I'm allowed to do this. So if you want to take it up with the code writer, which is me. But she's not hearing a word
what?
I'm saying because she's discussing things with her boyfriend.
Hey, okay, yeah. I minimized.
Nope. You can't earn
okay,
back my trust now.
I have a question.
I can't hear you.
That was easy. That was easy.
I'll fucking kill you!
You know, this is the
I'll
only sound...
I'll fucking kill you!
You know, this
I'll
is...
I'll fucking kill you!
Are you
I'll
kidding?
Fucking kill you! I'll fucking kill you!
That
I'll fucking kill you!
That was easy.
I'll fucking kill you!
That was easy.
I'll fucking
that was
kill
easy.
You!
That was easy. That was easy.
That was me leaving you.
Hey,
this was easy.
This is the only sound effect I have, ma'am. Unless I could do a dolphin. Except that's a mix of a horse.
I'll fucking kill you! I'll fucking kill you!
Don't make me sound like an idiot, okay? You know
that's
what?
That's my goal in life, is to make you sound like an idiot. You're really freaking loud.
Yeah, well, you deserve it.
I deserve it?
Yes.
Okay, did I tell you that I want to have a Kesha party? That was a big sigh.
What?
Now you guys see what I mean. She's too busy not paying attention to me to hear what I'm saying.
Okay.
Nope, I'm not going to repeat it now. It was hilarious. If you heard what I said...
You said something
you
about...
You should post LOL on my wall. Because it was pretty funny.
You're giving
but
me that.
But Taylor did not hear it because she was too busy flirting with boys. Next thing you know, you're going to be like in that book, Riding in Cars with Boys, where that lady from the 1940s gets pregnant. And she has a baby and her boyfriend's a deadbeat man. And he doesn't come home. He just goes to work and drinks. And her
you're
mom's
awful.
Like, find a better boyfriend because he just drinks. And what's with your baby? That's about all I got.
That was awful.
That was mean. I apologize to both you and Jordan. Sorry. I just go on rants about stupid things sometimes.
Okay, I have a question, though.
Okay, your serious question.
Who put the notes? Who took off my notes and put the...
I really want to say Jordan did it, but I don't know.
Okay. Did you do it? You should message me and let me know. I should leave him another note.
Oh my god. No, you don't get any writing utensils. You're gonna find one. Oh, Brad. Okay, this is gonna sound really mean, but it's not mean at all. I just think it's funny. How ghetto is our studio that we don't have one of those things for like the blinds where you like twist it? We have a pen that's attached to a paperclip.
It's lovely.
It just adds to the charm. Our studio is like ghetto but charming at the same time. I mean, how could it not be charming? We've got Kesha in the corner.
Kinda. He said he didn't do it.
And who did?
Name sauce.
Hey,
somebody jacked my sticky notes though.
If
they
whoever,
jacked. Okay, this who, is
if
what
whoever did it. Ever hears this podcast, you should let us know you did it because it's kind of funny.
No, it's not.
It's hilarious.
It says, I said that he was staring. Or you know what? It's a girl because it says I like his face, so I uncovered him and him and him and definitely him. So.
I would say something about the definitely him, but I'm not going to say it on air or in the studio.
Wait.
We're going to have to be in your car when I say it.
About him?
About him.
What? I don't get what you'd have to say about him.
Oh. Do you get what I mean?
Oh. Yeah, No. Hey.
Do you know who? We can Facebook stalk the person I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, who sticky noted to me? Who sticky noted to me?
That makes more sense.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it? Now that's going to be awkward.
I just made a funny in the studio.
Jake, you might want to come check this out because I think Taylor broke something. If you hear this podcast, you're listening, Jake.
I didn't break
Taylor broke something and you anything. Need to come check out the Fall Out Boy poster.
I didn't break anything. You're going to make me sound like a rebel child.
You are a rebel child.
What? That was Facebook ate my chat.
Haha. Oh, no, I got it back. Oh my gosh. I want a kiss.
Wait, does that happen?
That happens every time. There's this person that I know. And I got really confused because I kind of liked the person at the time. And they walk up and they're like, hey, can I kiss you? And I was like, And he meant Hershey's kiss.
Yeah.
So I figured. My kisses are kind of melted because
dancing this place is warm. In the studio, but not really. We should tell them my spinny chair story.
Taylor decided to spin in her chair, except for she failed and like went into the wall instead.
I flew into the wall.
Jake/Jordan/Cody should watch that because it's freaking hilarious.
If you ever go back and look at the video of today, I'm spinning, and then I'm flying into the wall.
Or like, I was kind of rearranging a little bit. I sound weird with a Hershey's kiss in my mouth. Anyway, I was kind of rearranging a little bit, and I was standing on a spinny chair. I don't know why I was standing on a spinny chair. We have, like, normal chairs. I don't know.
303 blow, and that must be because...
Anyway.
303 blow, and that must be
I was standing up there, and Taylor decides that she's going to sit next to my feet on the chair. What the frick are you doing?
Get your T-Rex claws to the creep.
You're a creep.
I could be a creep, right?
You are a creep. You were born that way.
Just like I need to slick my hair back and like get the nerd glasses and be like,
can I finish my story?
And my mustache, no.
Yes, you can. But yeah, and so I was like moving stuff around on like this ledge thing we have, and Taylor decides to sit next to my feet, and then she decides it's a good idea to like touch my calves, and I'm really ticklish, so she like squeezed my calves, and then I like jumped a little bit, and then we almost went flying, and I was like, that's not a smart idea considering I'm standing on this rolling chair and you're sitting on it, and if I like spring into this wall, then we're both gonna go flying and die, except for we wouldn't really die.
Great, now you have people thinking that I broke something in here.
She didn't really break anything. who is it? Jordan. You broke something.
You're evil.
No, Oh, another kiss. You can take a kiss if you really want one.
I want a kiss.
They're in my bag.
Can I have a kiss?
I kissed you.
Yes, you did.
We should have covered up the webcam.
Dang.
Now they're going to think that's what happened because of the webcam earlier. Jordan/Cody. At one point, Taylor and I covered up the webcam. We're going to go ahead and tell you why we did that. We were going to try out the black light that was sitting in the corner.
These are kind of melted and like caramelly.
Yeah.
It's stuck
to the roof of her mouth.
I got it.
We covered it up because we were like, oh, we're going to be sketch and cover up the webcam. And then Cody's going to, never mind. So, yeah, that's our story. We're sticking to it. There's like hair on this mic and it's really awkward.
I can't even say fuck.
That sounds like the F word.
I can't even say fuck. It's fuck.
It's chocolate. Lick it off.
I can't.
My best friend is a retard. Quite literally.
I can't get it off.
I'm not struck, but... We probably sound really gross.
Not my fault you gave me a deadly kiss. What are you, Poison Ivy?
You know what? I'm never feeding you chocolate again, and I'm just gonna let your pants roam in my house wherever they may be.
That's awkward.
You're awkward.
Well, yeah, I had a Hershey's kiss stuck to the roof of my mouth.
Okay, it's chocolate.
I know.
You lick it off.
I tried, but it was like melted halfway, and so it was like melted in my mouth, but not really. I don't know how to explain it. It's like your tongue disease that you have.
I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly.
Now everyone's going to be like, don't kiss Leandra. She has a tongue disease. I think I'm just allergic to that.
Everybody's attracted to you, and they want to kiss you. Kiss you as in
I was chocolate. I was gonna say like who, but then I remembered. We both gonna drink our water at the same time, so we almost had some dead air there, but Taylor beat me to it because I was actually paying attention to what
well
I was supposed
you
to be
have
to
just go
to.
As you're drinking the water. Do it. Don't spit it on the board, Dorkosaurus.
I didn't, and I wasn't going to. That's why I faced up. Simple plan. Wait, I can't make sounds when I'm drinking.
You want to see this? You want to see how talented I am right now?
Are you going to drink again and make noise?
Yeah, I can make a roaring noise while I drink. Ready?
Ready? Ear. That's gross. That is really gross.
No, it's not.
Here, let me see if I can like,
bubbles
make a noise.
Into my water.
That's
like...
gross. My mom used to pop me in the mouth if I did that.
Oh, who won that battle?
I just like inhaled my water.
I win. That was pathetic.
Well, your water has a wide mouth and mine has a baby mouth because I drink it like a normal human being. You're calling me pathetic and you're blowing into your water bottle making noises with it. Who's pathetic, really?
Yeah, but I can make dead air go away with that trick. See, look at you. You just created dead air because you didn't.
Shut up. I just got water up my nose too, by the way. Awkward turtle. I'm not blowing into my water bottle anymore. I'm just going to behave. I'm not very good at that.
Ooh.
Say it.
You gotta listen to this song. I don't care about the bad quality right now, but... Hi, my condom. How are you? I came across an empty... Have you heard that song? Oh my gosh.
I'm trying really hard to make this kiss. Okay.
See, now it's stuck to the roof of your mouth. How does that make you feel?
It's not stuck.
Oh.
I was trying to make it stick, but... Apparently it takes some real talent to make food stick to your mouth.
Oh, hey, you know,
hold on. You're just like hold extra
on.
Special.
Hold on.
Extra
Glee
special
presents
K.
the something. Where is it at?
Ah,
there they are. The song. Now just turn
Beat
up your mic.
Beatboxing with chocolate on your mouth.
An empty land. I knew the pathway like the back of my hand. I felt the earth.
I've heard this song.
Beneath my feet.
It doesn't have Kurt in it though.
Sent by the river and it made me complete. Oh, simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting old and I need something to rely on.
I've heard the original. That's good.
Yeah, I figured. But yeah, it's good. Like,
I love like
the warblers.
I'm a. Did you hear the warblers are coming out with their own CD?
That's from their CD.
Oh. Well, that's old news. I'm just gonna sit here and eat my kiss and try to make it stick to my mouth so I'm a retard like Taylor. Seriously, how did you make this stick to your mouth?
I don't know, but it got stuck.
Because mine just like...
Oh, where's my candle?
What?
Have I not told you about my candle?
No.
Oh, there it is.
Is it a Jordan joke?
No.
Oh.
See, doesn't it look like a candle?
Looks
okay,
like lip
well,
gloss.
Funny story. So I was filming with Allie and Kira.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull this out and I start putting it on. Because mm-hmm. it's like one of those Burt's Bees round... chopstick things for mm-hmm. those of you who can't see it. Anyways, but I was putting it on and Kira goes, why did you pull a candle out of your pocket?
Could be fun.
That's why. Mm-hmm. I wanted to explode something and break something and break your neck.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
I love that one.
I love the face that you give me when you do that, too. You do the sideways glance eyes thing.
I try and look like a gangster. Oh, okay. So, we got a bunch of new furniture yesterday and today. Did
really?
You just put it on your nose?
No. I did not.
Taylor's sitting here, like, rubbing her nose, and she's putting on lip gloss, and it just looks like...
It's not lip gloss. It's
chapstick. Okay.
For your face.
Okay. Where else would it go? She has no answer.
Okay, well, if you have really dry knuckles, you can put it on there. And then, like, I have a cold, and so I've been blowing my nose. Well,
so you're
now
putting
it's not
chapstick
a cold.
On your nose?
It helps, because
okay.
it's so dry. You know how ouchy it is once you blow your nose a lot, and then you get those two
no,
little red
I use
marks
real Kleenex.
On your nose. You know what? Some families can't afford the fancy lotion Kleenex.
Your family is richer than mine. Don't even go there.
Well,
yeah, that's what I said. Anyway, no. We got this new furniture, and we got these new paintings, and I honestly was not aware that my mother liked paintings. The guys, like, start bringing these paintings into my house, and I was like, whoa, my mom likes paintings?
I
so
like
there's
paintings.
Three big paintings.
Look back.
One of this man and a piano from, like, the 1950s or so. One of a lady on the and the other side of the piano. And then there's one of this half-naked lady with a glass of water. I don't know. Just a half-naked lady with a glass of water.
Wait. What?
Yeah. There's a painting of this half-naked lady with a glass of water now hanging in my house.
Awkward.
Yeah, the guy's bringing it in. I'm like, I was not aware that my mother liked paintings or nude paintings. Okay.
Nude? Oh, that's so awkward.
Well, yeah,
you know,
you don't have to live with
you know,
it. You don't have to see it when
you
walk down you your stairs.
I've seen worse though. There, I had this friend in third grade, mm-hmm. and this guy painted a realistic picture of a mermaid. Like he made
oh,
it look realistic,
fun.
And she had no coconuts. I can assure you,
she didn't have any shells.
No, she did not. She had none of those.
Oh, these headphones are hurting my ears. I'm gonna take them off temporarily.
So, these have you seen this name game on Facebook?
Yeah. Anyway, okay. What I was saying. In our English class, we're reading The Great Gatsby.
Yep.
So, the paintings of the ladies... Oh my gosh. The paintings of the lady and the man on the piano, they remind me of The Great Gatsby. So I feel like I am now walking through Gatsby when I walk through my living room. It's really awkward.
Okay, have you seen the...
Something
literal... Okay, I think... I really want to listen to this again. So... Wait, what's the eye navigator? Sorry.
Should I just say hi?
Hi. What?
Should I just say hi?
Hi. Yes. Anyways, I'm going to look up... literal Harry what? Potter trailer. What? Happy birthday candle apple? Wait, what?
Read the comment.
An idea that takes... what?
I don't know. I'm as lost as you are.
Okay. Oh,
okay, I accidentally clicked and... Anyway, Awkward Turtle, so how about them Rockies?
I want you to play this through the speakers, please.
Come on, Sam, listen to me. Not Sam.
Introductory helicopter nature shot.
Bad guy at a safe distance.
That creeps me out. I don't like
helicopter
whispering.
Introductory Wait. Nature shot.
Bad guy at an uncomfortably close distance.
Have you seen this?
Careful,
yeah,
Harry.
I love this.
He doesn't have a nose.
Harry needs some sleep, and he needs a nose, and he needs some sleep, and some new glasses, and he needs a manicure. Don't sleep yet, Harry, he's gonna kill you, look out!
Filled up too many passengers to let it turn. Like that pulled him up first time he touched the girl.
And the pointy roof and the brightness. Movie is extremely important.
Feel results dramatically raise him.
That train is screwed.
This movie is the most important movie you will ever see.
Back up in the library. You guys don't even know what I'm talking about.
We'll post it on our page.
Have you seen this one? The Assassin's Creed one?
No, I want to watch this one though. I want to finish this one.
Well, yeah. But.
Okay, go.
Dragon take up people running, outhill people running, flex sword. One November walking, chase that by you wizards flying horn. Girl Scout Harry, too late, got him, help him run. One night to burning, people running, backwards screaming, wave hand up, skirt, kissing snake, cast spell, high low, blow up the town.
Wizard lightning battle.
You shiny bee. Then other letters come out.
This one is so funny.
Okay.
You have to. Yes, it's hilarious.
Yeah, we're boring. But
I know, but
these are funny. Taylor will post them to our page.
Stargate, Ubisoft Sparkle.
A white matrix picks a date then fade.
And people say Rome wasn't built in a day.
In transition.
Birds get the hell out of there.
Because they know something's going down. Is he gonna die? No, it's a medium shot.
Zoom in slow mo means he's the target.
Is hooded man watches from a distance.
Take a second to look awesome. Time to go walk in slow motion. So you still look awesome. Gorgeous are you.
I've played this game and it sucks.
But yeah. Don't mind him, just keep looking awesome. That shadow will take care of him.
White spots and stop, just kill him with your awesome.
Never got hit by a never so good.
Hopefully those gods have good armor. No, they don't. Yes, they do. They don't.
like you didn't do it.
They're not buying it.
Comes out of his shelter.
He's distracted by a feather.
He's like, shoot me.
He likes feathers.
He looks up when he remembers.
Ooh, I love birds.
Bird and people die.
die everywhere. People die.
Ooh, I love birds.
Find targets and horse men to die.
Kill the horse, the rider falls down. Kill the rider falls down.
Target still fine.
Target gods and some other gods that were hiding in pillars. Come out and then take their formation.
Then Target pulls out his sword, then goes to smell his sword.
Serious hooded man joined by other hooded people.
Your next running.
Is that the Pope?
Slow motion jump with me.
Isn't that nonsense? Ooh, I remember. Ooh, I love birds. You subscribe.
Slow motion lasts until you look down.
What
so
are
don't
you doing?
Look
okay, you
down.
Can turn this off now.
Oh, okay. I just pulled my camera out because I'm an idiot.
Yeah. What?
Awkward turtle.
That was random.
I went to go turn that off, and it's like, oh, I'm an idiot because I just pulled my hair. And I was like,
okay.
Could be fun.
Oh, wait. I could rap.
Have you ever heard that song, No Burritos, Just Tacos?
What?
We're all, like, YouTube-y now.
So, our insert name here page is gone.
It disappeared.
Fun. Like, do you see this? No, you don't. You're too busy YouTubing.
Wait,
over there.
No, I'm actually not. I'm on our page right now. Just refresh. It just means Facebook's been retarded.
Yeah, Facebook is dumb.
See? It's right there. Oh. I was going to say, because I'm on it right now. View notifications. Mackenzie Hope likes my status. Oh. Okay. Oh. Taco song. No burritos, just tacos. The song's really, really funny.
Wait. I need to... Ack! Hold on. I'll be back to my chat in a second. BT dubs. Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and
share
turn it
that,
on.
And then I'm going to share this okay. Assassin.
This
song.
Is the no burritos, just tacos. No. This is really bad quality. I'm going to find a different one. This one's probably better. I guess they're all bad. This one's really bad. I don't want that one. Taco song.
OMG, me too.
I think this one's better quality. Maybe. Okay, I guess they're all really bad.
Nobody does just tacos, no. Nobody does just tacos, no. Nobody does just tacos, no. Nobody does just tacos.
Oh my gosh, you are so weirdly entertained by weird things.
No.
No. I'm doing a little dance, so nobody can see. The video that we're watching on it was filmed at a Boy Scout camp.
Okay, you're right. I am dancing over here. Is this just like a dance song? Taylor's laughing at me. And then there's this Asian kid. What? Oh my goodness. This is at a Boy Scout camp. Really? Mm-hmm. Whoa. Just a finger.
Can I get a cheeseburger? No. Can I get a, no. Can I get anything? No. No tacos. No tacos. Just tacos, no. Nobritos, just tacos, no. Only tacos.
Only tacos. Only tacos. Only tacos.
Isn't that such a fun song?
Yeah, more or less.
What do you mean, more or less? That song's hilarious.
I'm just kidding.
I love that song.
JK-ing.
Yeah, Jake, I know that I'm fully aware that I'm not putting any of these on the podcast because the podcaster is not working. I didn't break it. I blame Taylor.
That's so random.
You missed the days when you could safely push someone into a pool. Now you gotta worry about the iPod, the cell phone, and maybe a PSP. You push someone in, it costs you $939. I like it. I think I'm on
our page. Wait. You missed the days when you could say, now you gotta worry about the iPod. Yep.
True that.
Wait, I'm gonna go like that now.
Some teens are out having sex, partying, doing drugs, and drinking, but like this if you're a teen at home on Facebook listening to your iPod sleeping. That's me.
Facebook is being the dumbest thing ever.
We all have three addresses memorized. Our own, our best friends, and P. Sherman, 42, Wallaby Way, Sydney. Amen. Top 10 things messed up with the show SpongeBob. How is Pearl Mr. Krabs' daughter? Good question. Why doesn't Squid wear pants? Another good question. How do they flush... That's true. How do they flush the toilet underwater? How can they see plankton? How can Sandy communicate with the fish? How is there a goo lagoon under the water? How do they take a shower? How come Gary meows? How did Sandy build her dome? And how can there be boats underwater? Those are a lot of really good questions.
Those are really good questions. Wait, where are you finding all these? I need to go Facebook stalk you.
So yeah, Facebook stalk me. These. Taylor's Facebook stalking me. Oh, we Facebook stalk, in case you were wondering. That's where we're famous for it.
That was girls a weird noise.
Why guys
did you
don't
hear
talk
that?
To them anymore after a relationship.
Guys Facebook. Don't talk to girls I am so mad at you right now.
To like them again. Oh, that's kind of sweet.
I do like that.
My little sister told me a story of what happened in her school the other day. Her teacher asked a little boy named Billy, "Look, the equation is simple. I have 5 bottles in one hand and 6 bottles in the other. What do I have?" The boy answered, "A drinking problem."
Hey, what? What?
No, you're right. I mistook our endless conversations, your sweet texts, the compliments, and our amazing moments for you liking me. My bad. I'm gonna go ahead and like that.
Girl, are you with your friends again? Yeah, why? I can tell how. Wow.
You like my activity.
That's kind of a mean like.
Where?
The girl goes, "Are you with your friends again?" The boy goes, "Yeah, why?" And the girl goes, "I can tell." And the boy goes, "How?" And the girl goes, "'Cause you're being a jerk and ignoring me again." And the boy goes, "Oh, haha, LOL, girl, exactly, text me when they leave."
I can agree to that, actually.
I think it's dumb.
I've had that happen to me before, actually.
Well,
I had this guy, actually, who, he was hanging out with his friends, and when he's with his friends, he likes to get drunk. And he's like,
"Hey, I love you. You should marry me."
Okay, yeah, but that's different. I'm talking like, about, like, freaking out, like, if a guy doesn't respond to you and, like...
Well, yeah, that's something different.
That's
if a guy doesn't
dumb.
Respond to you, dude, it doesn't even matter. It's a text message. Get over yourself.
What?
Oh, you're talking about the girls. Like,
yeah.
I thought you were being mean to the guy.
No.
No. Like, well, you know me. Like, I'll text someone. If they don't text me back, I just wait.
Okay, yeah, the thing is, like, with... Okay, this is
people
what
get
I...
busy.
There's life. You can't,
life
like,
happens.
Live
you can't
through
stop it.
Texting and Facebooking all the time, you know? I mean, I'm on there a lot, but, I mean, life happens, so I'm the kind of girl that doesn't freak out with that. There are some girls that freak out about that, though. They're like, "Oh my god, I texted my boyfriend, like, 2 minutes ago, and he hasn't responded.
Oh my god, I texted him, like, 30 seconds ago.
Oh my god, guys,
and
it's
he hasn't
it's been
said
30 minutes.
Anything back. Oh my God. Seriously, if someone just doesn't text me back, then I just text them some other day.
Seriously. I mean, that's dumb. Oh my God. He hasn't texted me back for a really, really long time.
Okay. I can see that to some point. Like, if you really, really like a guy, like, at first, when I text a guy that I really like, I'm just like, he'll respond. He'll respond. And then after a while, he doesn't respond, and I'm like, aw, man, he's not gonna respond.
Well,
but then I don't do anything about it. I'm just like, Mal, you just go watch a movie.
I think it's a difference between, like, if I can understand if it's a week.
Yeah.
I can get that. That's a little bit of a bummer. Unless they're, like, in the mountains or something.
Well, yeah, okay. So, like, I'll text a guy, and I'll be like, hey, and they won't respond. And I'll be like, it's awkward because I really, really like you, and I really, really want to talk to you. But, like, if it's been 10 minutes and I haven't responded, then I just put my phone away somewhere and go watch a movie or do something else. Seriously, like, when I text someone, if they don't text me back within, like, 10 minutes, I don't text them again unless it's important. Like, you, I'll text you, like, to no end.
Yeah, well, it depends. I don't know.
Well, like, you know me. I don't know. I think I'm obsessive.
I think it depends on, like, let's say that...
And yes, we're talking about boys again.
I don't know. What am I trying to say?
I don't know.
I'm basically just trying to say that I'm chill about things.
Yeah.
There are some girls that aren't. They're like, oh my God, oh
okay,
my
well,
God.
The thing with me is, like, I'll be like, oh my gosh, he didn't talk to me. But then I'll be like, oh wait, I didn't say anything. So I can't really be mad about it. Because I'm kind of... Okay, I'm really outgoing, but I'm also really, really shy when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm the kid who, like, first period, I'm, like, I've got a lot of friends in that class, and I'm just, like, the funny, like, joke kid of the class. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, when it comes to, like, oh, I need you to go tell this person that they're doing something wrong, I'm like, oh, I don't want to talk to them. Or, like, mm-hmm. when it comes to, like, oh, go talk to the guy you like. Do it now. I'm like, I don't know what to say. And then, like, I walk up and I'm like, hi. Just because I get really shy.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, here's another, like, a boy walks into his room and finds a note on his bed. It says, dear teenage boy, I can make your girlfriend scream louder than you can. Signed, a spider.
Funny.
I love how in scary movies the person yells out hello as if the bad guy is gonna be like, yeah, I'm in the kitchen, you want a sandwich? I love that one. I swear I've liked that one like 4 times.
Leandra Renee, I need to go Facebook stalk you again.
Why? Oh, who texted me?
You're right, I mistook our
came across into. We end at 7.
Wait, who is this?
Jake.
Hmm.
7Y? ? My best friend loves my boyfriend. He just told me he would date her. Oh, that's really sad. Wait. It says, there's this like, and it's like, my best friend loves my boyfriend, and he just told me he would date her.
Why would you like?
Why would you tell your girlfriend that? Seriously, well, why would you tell your girlfriend that? Be like, oh, yeah, your best friend's really hot. I'd tap that. I would be like, hi, go find someone else. Like, seriously, like, if my boyfriend told me that, what would you do? Would you date him?
No.
I would never date a guy who did that.
No.
I'd be like, you're a douchebag. Go die.
My question is, like, why would you like that?
Yeah, why would you
place?
Like that? Why would you like something so depressing? Santa is not real. He's a perverted fraud who puts toys under your tree so you will sit on his lap next year in a dark mall.
Okay, so I don't know if this person's listening, but this random freshman started talking to me.
Which one?
This one.
Oh, probably not. I don't know. I don't know.
You are so cute. Yes, who? I just said that over. Who am I? Who do you think I'd be?
Jordan.
Yes.
You are really
cute. Do we want to go later?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep talking.
Oh. Okay. I just, because Jake was going to try and post mother. He's going to post mother. I'm done talking. I give up.
This freshman, oh my gosh. This freshman's like, hey, and I'm like,
oh my gosh, I must quit liking things. Oh, that's cool. Click. That's so me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I like so much stuff. I must be getting on people's nerves. And then I'm like, that's funny.
Oh my gosh, your page is just likes all the way down.
Dear teachers, you can control our grades, our language, how we dress, and how we act. And now you're trying to control when we use the bathroom? Sincerely, students. I'm gonna like that. Sandbird.
Yes, I'm being cute and saying that over the air, person.
Oh my god, what do I have to hear now?
What?
What do I have to hear now? My god. Love birds.
Now I'm bright red again. Look what you do to me.
You're welcome. Hey, Jordan, she's bright red. I could take a picture. It's like, she looks like a tomato. I'm not even, like, looking at her. I just looked at her. I'm, like, not even looking at her and, like, making her very uncomfortable. It's fun. But she loves me, so. I saw a woman wearing a sweatshirt with Guess on it, so I said implants. That's awful. It's funny.
I want to see all these lights. I'm just going to come chill over here.
Drama. They say they hate it, but guess what they created. Okay. Ha ha ha.
Bright red. He's so dreamy.
Dear Jake, Jordan, apparently Jake. Taylor thinks you're dreamy.
Jake, no.
This is it from Jake? Jake, that's another 20 points.
You just made me even more bright red than I already am.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yay. Oh. Jake, you're hilarious. You're like my best friend that I've never met that lives across the country. We're going to be good friends when we finally meet.
That's awkward. Oh my goodness.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Taylor thinks Jordan's hot, and he thinks she is too. Oh! And now she's underneath the desk. I don't think I could have made that any more awkward.
Jordan and I saw this coming. We did.
You too.
Yes, yes.
Both
yes.
of you. Both of who? We're not doing anything.
Oh, whatever.
I am innocent. This is my innocent Lies. Face. This is my innocent
yeah,
face.
Yeah, as you're turning bright red and you have your little dimple going.
Okay, my crater face?
Yes.
How many points do I get? Jake, I'm just going to say it over the radio because I don't feel like typing. I think I should get major points because I gave you major points. I think we're about even. What do you say, Taylor? As far as Jake and I's points go.
I don't know. You two are just both.
I don't think I've ever seen her quite this red. I'm going to keep making up Jordan and Taylor rhymes. No. Just for her. And I'm going to put them in our locker. Tape them to all of her stuff. We're going to be sitting in chemistry. Hey, Taylor! Roses are red. I bet there's sex under the desk, too. Jake.
You know what?
You're like the most hilarious person I know. Oh, wait, where's my closing door sound effect? That was Taylor leaving. Is there really? Oh, awkward. Yeah, so we've got like 4 minutes. Jake, we're not staying late because the next crew is already here.
They're chilling out in the... Oh, dear God.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear God!
Oh, no. Okay, this could be fun. We've talked for like the last hour straight. I'm going to leave you guys with one more Jordan and Taylor rhyme, and then we'll talk a little bit, and then we'll cue it up for the next group. So, roses are red.
Oh, no.
Violets are blue.
Oh, no.
Roses are red. Violets are blue.
Oh, no.
Taylor really likes Jordan, and Jordan likes her, too. But that's okay, because Taylor's red. That's okay. He's never been in her bed.
Wow.
You're welcome. I was...
Wow.
I was just... I ran out of rhymes and that didn't even make sense.
Oh my goodness, Leandra.
I take that one back. That was bad. I make awful rhymes.
I really just want to run to my car.
I'm wearing my sandals again. No shoes? Cool. All right, well, it was fun, guys. We had a lot of fun, even though we were kind of off the air half the time. Glad we got it fixed. So we're going to go ahead and peace out and leave you with the next crew. I forget their name every time. I think it's like Synthetic Happiness, maybe? I don't know. But we're going to go ahead and leave you guys with them. We're going to go ahead and leave you with Avril Lavigne. Or we're going to leave you with this question mark song, actually. So, bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Thank you.